guys. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. For so long, your focus as a young adult has been on doing your homework and graduating college. And now that you're here, you might start to feel like you're not exactly sure where to go from here. You might not have a plan yet, but no worries. Today, we're going to be talking about what to do once you graduate college. So keep listening. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about that transitional period from going from a college student to finding a career in your life. And so I invited my friend Sarah to kind of share her experience and how she was able to transition from a student to someone now in a career path. Hey, Sarah, thanks for being here with us today. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I just love listening to these podcasts and I'm excited to be part of one. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, tell us a little bit about your college experience. Where'd you go to school? What did you study? All that good stuff.
Sure. So I went to Brigham Young University, Idaho, which is located in Rexburg, Idaho, and that is where I studied communications for a bachelor's degree. And I focused a lot on writing and editing, especially written journalism. And so anyway, that was my study experience. And it was really fun.
Awesome. When did you graduate or how long?
Graduated in 2013. And actually at BYU Idaho, you can kind of go year round if you want to. And so I went pretty quickly through school. So I finished up in about 3 years instead of four.
Gosh.
So yeah, a little fast, but, yeah. But it was a good experience.
How did you feel like as you got closer to graduating, especially because you did yours like on such a fast track? How did you start feeling as you saw you were getting closer to graduating?
I felt probably like a lot of my fellow classmates and friends felt, and that is nervous. I felt a little bit unsure of what I was going to do next, what I was expected to do next by anybody. I mean, my parents or society, somebody. I wanted somebody to tell me what the next step was, but I had to figure that out.
Yeah. And what were some of the steps that you took as far as looking for employment or kind of having a transition into the next, you know, like you said, that next path?
So it was really helpful for me to have done an internship or two. I did an internship as a student in one of my last semesters for a magazine. And that's where I tried some of my skills out and got a sense for what I enjoyed about what I had studied and what maybe I wanted to do differently in a career path. And so that was very helpful. I think internships are also helpful because they connect you to people. Of course, networking is a huge part of having a successful career and even, you know, social life. And so networking in any aspect of life is important. And in career building, it's so important, I think, to kind of get your foot in the door in a few places and maybe try some internships. I would definitely recommend that.
Definitely. And I think, like you said, also just to figure out, like, is this really what I want to do? Or the different types of, like, career paths within your degree. And if you do different internships like you did, then you can kind of figure out, okay, I like this or no, I don't like this.
Yeah, definitely. My dad actually, he's a great mentor to me, and he's taught me a lot about becoming a learner and becoming successful in my academic career and my professional career. And something that he has taught me and teaches other students that he gets to work with from time to time, he's said, no decision is worse than some decision. Make a decision and give it a try. And if you figure out that you hate that path or hate that type of work, then you've actually learned something. And then you can check that off your list and say, you know, I'm going to avoid that. And I'm going to try something else that I might be more interested in. But, you know, choosing something is better than choosing nothing. And in fact, if you don't choose anything at all, that's a choice in and of itself and won't lead you to any great place.
Right. Did you ever feel, especially going to a church school, did you ever look for a prayerful answer as to what you should do, you know, after college?
Yes. Yes, I did. Actually, I tried to be very prayerful about it. My dad also reminded me that in order for Heavenly Father to be able to help me and guide me to the right place, which is something I really cared about. And I believed that, you know, he had a good idea of where I might fit best and where I might meet people that I ought to. Anyway, in order to receive that help from him, my dad said, well, open as many doors as you can. And so I applied to a lot of jobs and I was very open in the interviewing process.
Yeah.
And there was, I had hopes that I would work, in a job like the one that I have today, but I thought I'll be really open and I'll make sure that I have, you know, lots of options. And if it's something that I wasn't expecting that starts to work out, then that's okay. I'll figure it out as I go. But I think I tried to make things as open as possible so that
right.
I could,
and just
could
put
be
yourself
in a good
out there. Yeah,
totally.
For sure. Awesome. Now, what happened once you graduated? How did you feel, you know, once you graduated and realized, okay, like now I'm in the real world, I'm an
mm-hmm.
adult?
Mm-hmm. It was interesting. For me, it took a minute to kind of get in that headspace.
Yeah.
I was sort of going through the motions and I was, before I had graduated, I had been doing some interviews and been job searching a little bit, but it took me a month or two to really get in the groove and then to find the job that that I wanted to have and would accept me. And anyway, so it took me a minute and I stayed with my parents while I figured that
yeah,
out for a month or two.
Which is totally okay.
Yes, which was very helpful and very wonderful. And then I was glad to have something quickly, though. I was glad not to have waited too long before I did decide on something and felt good about it. I felt excited, though, at the prospect of, you know, starting a, sort of a more independent adult life. And it really did turn out to be so wonderful. It's very different having a college
yeah.
life and having a, you know, a life where you're working. Hopefully,
for sure.
just, you know, hopefully your hours aren't too crazy. And so hopefully you're working during the day and then you figure out what you do with your evenings. And anyway, it's a totally different kind of living. But I was
yeah.
really glad to have, you know, created some good habits in college and then to have had the opportunity to learn about all of the new habits
yeah.
I needed to create as an adult.
Yeah.
It was exciting.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of young adults have a little bit of fear of the unknown, like having that responsibility of everything that I've worked for has been for school. You know, everything has been about school and homework and all that stuff. And now all of a sudden that's gone and I don't have to do that anymore. Like, now I'm going to go find a job. And so what advice would you give to students who are about to graduate and trying to make that transition?
I'm sure there are lots of good pieces of advice and mine will only come from little experience and not a lot of wisdom, I'm sure. But something that I've been realizing lately about that transition from being a student to having a career or even just into adulthood is that it's valuable to look at it, at least for somebody like me, it's valuable to look at it not as a sort of checklist or, you know,
right.
I am just going through the motions. This is just what people expect. But it's valuable to look at your, even your college experience, but then your career opportunities as opportunities to really grow and learn as a person. There are so many cool things, even if you're in an entry level job that maybe doesn't excite you right away.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of things that you can learn. And even if that's about time management or about working better with a group. Anyway, there are lots of opportunities in whatever you're about to do to become a better version of yourself. And so if you feel like you're not headed on the right path right away, right out of college, don't be discouraged. Look at it as an opportunity to learn something new that you might not have expected to learn, but that you really want to, you know, experience and gain knowledge from and then use in whatever opportunities come in the future. And there will be lots of those. My advice, I guess, is not to worry if things seem like they're not going
yeah.
totally the way that you had imagined them, and just to really embrace every day and every opportunity that you have to become better.
Awesome. I love that you said that. For a lot of you at home, you know, like Sarah said, if you're not in the place where you wanted to be, that's okay. Like, I think a lot of times we have this vision and then that doesn't pan out, you know, it doesn't happen. But like Sarah said, you can continue to learn from those experiences, learn from that job where you are at, even if it is an entry level job. So thanks so much. Thanks for your words of wisdom.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. It's
you
fun to be here.
So great. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Make sure to stick around and check out our other videos, blog posts, and podcast here on MormonChannel.org.